This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. When in Rome, do as the Romans. But what happens when a Roman comes to Seattle? Italian tour guide Natalia Mandelli has been on our weekly Going Places segment before, showing us around her home country. But this summer, she visited the Northwest and dropped by the KNKX studios to speak with 88.5's Ed Ronco.
Natalia Mandelli.
Hi.
Thank you for coming. You came all the way to the United States just to be on Going Places.
Of course. Just for you.
And also maybe to see the Western United States.
Yes.
How long have you been here? What have you been doing?
We spent a few days in Bainbridge, on Bainbridge Island, and then we went to the National Olympic Park, which was amazing. Yes, and not in the Northwest Cape Flattery. And then we moved to Victoria, BC, British Columbia, and then Vancouver, and then back here.
Well, so you are professionally a tour guide,
yeah.
And I'm interested in the reversal of roles. Now you're the guided, the tourist. And so what are some of your impressions? What kinds of things have you noticed maybe that are culturally different here compared to back home in Rome?
Yeah, of course. The first thing I noticed that Seattle and the West Coast, of course, is more European-like rather than the other part. I've just been to New York, so I cannot speak too much about that, but I noticed that there is a European influence. What I liked very much is that all the people I met, they all welcome me. And so they say, oh, you're welcome to Washington State. Welcome to, where do you come from? So everybody was really nice.
So you spent a lot of time out in nature while you were here.
Yep.
Seeing Olympic National Park. I think you went kind of near Mount Rainier. Did you?
Yes. Yesterday I hiked. There is a very interesting trail that is called, I don't know if I mispronounce, Burroughs Trail. You reach 7,000 feet and you have a wonderful 4 hours, 5 hours hiking. Amazing. Yesterday was an amazing day and it was spectacular.
You have nature in Italy. You have the Alps. You have some backcountry.
Yeah, we have the Dolomites, the Alps, the Apennines. So actually it's just different. So the nature is wider and in some parts it's wilder and it's huge. So I saw deers, chipmunks, squirrels. I was really amazed about all the animals, nature, beautiful trees, waterfalls, everything, and the ocean.
You've packed a lot into your trip.
Yeah.
As somebody who leads trips, does it feel strange to be kind of being led around and shown things?
Yeah, that was not very difficult because if you are feeling comfortable and you trust people around, I don't think it's such a big problem to travel.
I mean, it's kind of the same concept as I might feel if I was in Rome, right? Make yourself comfortable and talk to people and you'll find your way.
Yeah, actually in Rome, maybe in Italy, sometimes it's a little bit more complicated because not all the people speak English, at least old people. And also because of the means of transportations in Rome are like awful. Mm. And in Canada was really good.
If you had some advice to give to people who live here about getting out and seeing the place, their own backyard, you know, where would you tell them to go? What would you tell them to appreciate?
Nature, for sure, because what I liked here is, at least what I noticed, that you have a little bit of everything. So you have the ocean, so you can go to the sea. Then you can go to the forests, to the woods. You can go to the mountains. So appreciate more and to go more on foot. So hike more. You have really beautiful, beautiful mountains and I was really surprised actually about nature here. Yes. Nice.
Natalia Mandelli, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Grazie.
Prego. Natalia Mandelli is a tour guide in Rome and a good friend and colleague of our usual travel expert, Matthew Brumley, who will be back next week. You can hear more editions of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.